Peter Loubardias is in Calgary, and he joins our program now. Always enjoy the conversation. Peter, thank you very much for doing this. How are you today, my friend?
I'm great, Scotty. Thanks for having me. And in all sincerity, from day one of the show, I've been a very regular listener. I know the challenge that everyone is in now, but even before everything broke loose, I just wanted to start today by saying that I think you've done a wonderful job of trying to combine a number of different areas of our country, different stations, and people should know that that is not an easy chore, but I think you've done a terrific job. So thank you for you and thank you for your efforts.
I appreciate that, and a lot of that has to do with lining up good guests to come in and have good conversations like you. Before we get to anything else, you and your family, everybody safe and healthy?
Yeah, everybody is good at this point in time. My significant other, Nancy, is in essential service. She's a sign language interpreter, which I think in our world we've seen a lot more of on television than we have before, and I'm incredibly proud of her and all that she's doing. But yeah, everybody's good at this point, and that's all that really matters at this point.
Yeah, you're right, and I just wanted to give you a shout-out. I loved your World Autism Awareness Day video that you put out on social media as well. It was heartfelt, and it was meaningful, and good on you for doing that.
Well, you know, it's, you know, I said it yesterday, that that little guy who came along, you know, nearly 14 years ago, and I mean it with my whole heart, you know, being the parent and a parent who's gone through a divorce and you don't get a chance, Scott, to spend as much time with him. In my world, it's kind of split, frankly, in three different ways. But I can honestly say my little guy, who's not so little anymore, has taught me more about love and real life than I guarantee you I will ever likely teach him.
I just had a good conversation with Tim McAuliffe, and like you, like me, he's a positive thinker. So he believes there's something better on the other side of everything we're going through right now. And one of the things he hopes comes out of this is more positive storytelling. Is there something you've seen here over the past 2-3 weeks while we're going through all of this that you say, you know what, that's something that could stick, and I hope we stick to it once we're on the other side?
Yeah, I do, Scott. I think the greatest thing that I've seen come out of it, and I think a lot of it is due to reflection. I think it's caused people to ask themselves a lot of very difficult questions about not only what is important to you, but who is important to you. I think it's caused a lot of us to take a break and think about those things, reach out to more of those people, really take more time, I think, to, I guess I'd put it this way, enjoy the journey. I think many of us, and I'd be right at the top of the list, you know, we are in such a hurry to get to the next step, to, you know, to get to a higher level, to do more, to show that, you know, we're capable and to reach some of our goals and dreams. But I know personally, those are some of the great things that I've thought about. You know, I've spent a lot of time, and I do, because I'm a pretty, you know, I analyze to death, frankly, too much. It's one thing I'd like to stop about myself and do a little less thinking sometimes. But yeah, that's the good part. I just think, you know, everything, Scott, until this point in time has kind of been at our fingertips. You know, we can get what we want very quickly. I think it can give people a real, somewhat illusion about what they have, what they know, what's available. So I think this time has really caused people to think about who they are, what matters, and they've become more reflective. And I think that's a really good thing, because I think when we do those things, we understand what really does matter, who's important, and what's important. And the fact of the matter is, and I've learned this in a lot of different ways, and I challenge myself to think about it every day, and I haven't always done a great job of it, trust me, is without people and people who we love and care about and to go on the journey with, what really matters?
That's a really good point, Peter. And it's part of the reason that we all love sports. And it's part of the reason that all of our listeners are getting back to us today with these responses, because they were part of something that was bigger than them. And even though it might have been an individual moment that stands out, they were part of something that meant more. And that personal connection is one of the great things we get from sports. And I hope that's something that comes out of this as well, that it's so easy to just slough things off or to procrastinate on these connections. And you make a really good point. This stuff, we're finding out, it's been available at our fingertips all the time. But if we don't have a level of personal investment in it, it doesn't mean very much.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, I'd like to take this opportunity to give a bit of a shout out to Lauren Bay Regula, who is one of Canada's best ever women softball pitchers. And I was lucky enough last summer to call the Olympic women's softball qualifying tournament nearby you in Surrey, British Columbia. And her and I had a lot of great conversations, both on the air and especially off the air. And she said something that will stay with me till the end of time. And one of her lines was, in life, you can't outperform connection. And it really resonated with me, Scott. It made an incredible difference in some ways about just thinking. Without connection with people and investment, we don't have very much. And sometimes I think we can all get caught up and think, you know, that we can outperform things. But without connection to others and belief in others and belief in ourselves, I mean, that's really what makes the world go around. Every day in its own way, shape, or form, whether it's with our kids, whether it's with our significant others, whether it's with our employers, whether it's with our friends, everything really in its own way is about buying and selling and connecting. And all everybody wants to do, I truly believe this, is make a difference. And it's like you just said, be a part of something and make a difference. The hard part is, it's not always easy to do that in the way that you want to do it. And that's really, to me, the daily existence that we have.
No, you're right. Peter Lombardi is joining me this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. And these are the times when, as you said, you start to figure out what matters, and where you thought you were making a difference before might seem a lot more inconsequential on the other side of something like this. Those who are listening and are trying to pull the name, Lauren Bay Regula, she's the sister of former major leaguer Jason Bay, for those who may recognize the name. And it's a really good point that you make there. We've been asking our listeners about personal connections to sporting moments, what they're most proud of. You've been to as many sports as anyone I know on this planet. What about playing growing up? Is there a really proud moment you have as an athlete at any level, Peter, that you really connect to?
Yeah, I would say there would be a few, Scott. I played a lot of baseball growing up as a kid, and winning the provincial Mosquito baseball championship at 10 was an incredible highlight for me. I don't necessarily have one though that sticks out. That one was pretty neat because I actually got picked up from a different team to play in that provincial championship in Saskatoon. And I was picked up by a gentleman who coached the Saskatoon Cardinals by the name of Spiro Lekas, who was a true baseball pioneer in the city of Saskatoon. He became my coach that year, and then I played for him for the next 6 or 7 years. Recently, before I left to come back out east, Spiro passed at 92. And that was an incredible time as an athlete. But more importantly, I met a man who was my coach, who became an unbelievable father figure to me, especially in my teenage years when I needed him and a couple other gentlemen more than I could have ever known because of my own personal situation. So it's hard not to think about that one, because being picked up by him, playing for that team, I actually was at home plate when a wild pitch allowed us to win the championship 4-3. But it became so much more, Scott, in my world and in my life than winning that championship at the age of 10.
Well, of course it did, and I think that's where this all comes back to at the end, and it relates to something you said earlier about personal connection. One of the ways we find value in ourselves at a young, impressionable age is that someone we respect, someone we admire, they create value in us by showing that, Peter, and that's where that comes from. That's what it all comes back to. A coach who gave you a chance, a teammate who pumped you up, somebody who made you bigger than you thought you could be at that point. And that's where our deep love of sports and our emotional attachment really comes back to, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You know, for many people, you know, sports speaks to us in a lot of different ways, and we get involved in it for all kinds of different ways and different reasons. And, you know, I think, Scott, as time goes on, and I know, and it's one of the reasons I listen to you on a regular basis, and have always felt a bit of a connection to you, is because for you, I can tell in your interviews, your chats, that it's not just about sport and competition. It's about people and getting to know people better and having guests that express themselves in that particular way. And I remember watching you as a receiver at the University of British Columbia. You know, but I can tell it with you and your show and your approach and the questions you ask that it's about far more than that. And I think, you know, the older we get, and we talked off the top about these are a time of reflection, you know, I've come and learned so much in the last 9 or 10 years about either myself or trying to be a better dad and going through a bunch of different things. But for me, my great love affair of sports started young and early, but the more I've assessed it, it's because it's been a happy place. It's felt very, by and large, safe. It was fun. It helped me, to be frank, at certain points in my life when, you know, my parents were going through a divorce. It gave me a happy place and a happy time, and became so much more than just, you know, what I started out as a 5-year-old hockey player, a 6-year-old baseball player. Sports has just meant so much in so many different ways that, you know, I could never thank sports in particular enough for what it's done in my life. And yet on the other side of that, Scott, it's probably been a hindrance too, because sometimes we can put so much value into one or two eggs in a basket that if somebody takes the basket and throws it, you know, down to the floor and the eggs crack, then you got to pick up the basket and put it together. So anyway, as my usual long-winded way of answering things is, it's played a major role for a lot of different reasons.
No, it all comes back to perspective, and I think that's what you outlined there. What it means in the moment, but what does it really mean overall, and how can you keep that within what you're watching at the time and what you're emotionally invested in, but then get back to what really matters in life. And I'll finish with this, and I know without asking, you're on the same page because of how you love sports at every level of every variety. McAuliffe and I were having this conversation that one of my hopes is one of the things that comes back, and this has a bigger discussion, I should say, within our industry as much as it does with the athletes we're talking about. I hope we get back to more local sports storytelling at the high school level, at the minor hockey league, wherever it is. Those stories have been lost, and they were so meaningful to so many people.
Scott, you know, we've seen all kinds of pools, right? So of what people's first arenas or stadiums were. You know, it's everything that I've been able to do came from a love affair of local sports growing up in Saskatoon and the connections. And I've already talked about one major one. One of the reasons I love softball so much and women's softball is because I was asked by another gentleman who made such a huge difference, Bob Stainer, to join the Saskatoon Harmony Centers at 13. And there's where my love of women's athletics really started and flourished. You're right. I want that desperately, because I think we in our world have become so focused on the big places and the big stars and all the money and the celebrity status. Scott, the journey steps to get there are even more important than those. And I do. I would love. And in fact, I think part of, even for me personally, is that might be part of the next step. Because I've always loved amateur sports with all my heart because of that reason. It's one of my favorite parts of sports, is going to watch younger people play and watch them grow and follow the path. And I agree with you. We've got away from it. And like Tim, like yourself, I hope we can get back to telling more of those stories and looking more from the bottom going towards the top than just the top, and maybe not regarding all the steps on the ladder to get there.
I always enjoy the conversation. It always goes by so quickly. Buddy, we'll do this again soon. I really appreciate you taking the time to make our show better today. Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty. Keep up the great work, my friend. Be well.
Pierre Loubardias, Flames color analyst, frequent contributor on multiple shows around this country. And, yeah, he is a purveyor of all things sports.